Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
I fear that America will become impoverished. This is a generation that now confuses the ETF with a lottery ticket, on the one hand, and B, those who have not yet participated in real cash. And that is where I am really worried, and I would strongly emphasize the issue of corruption. What is happening there is classic corruption. We always thought that the Chinese could copy everything we do, except computer chips, and now they are copying that too. For me, that is the point of reducing the USA. Hello everyone and a warm welcome to a brand new video on my channel. My name is Mario Lochen and today I am back with a high profile guest. He is one of the best known investors in Germany, a well known value investor, Dr. Henrik Laber. Welcome, thank you very much. It is great that you are here in person. This is a premiere here. Of course, that makes me all the more excited for today's interview, and we have a lot to talk about.
Exactly. I like going into the lion's den. This time, you're the one because you simply feel much better talking to each other than just on video. That's a
whole different level, guys. And if you don't want to miss out on something like this, such top-class financial experts, the best in Germany, then you can do me a huge favor and subscribe to my channel. Mr. Laber, I've come up with 7 quick questions to start with. Let's just go through them quickly. Was the interest rate cut by Fed the right one? Yes. Will
gold continue to rise?
Yes. Will Bitcoin reach a new high this year? Yes. Which stock is currently your top pick? A really crazy one, that I don't have a high weighting. Really crazy, it's called Hims and Hers.
Ah, I actually have that in my portfolio too. We can talk about that right away.
Which hidden champion should get more attention? Maybe which region or industry or what is underrated or maybe even a stock? The German SME sector. The German SME sector. Very good. We'll talk about that too. Which region is your favorite in terms of investment at the moment? Asia. I've done a lot in Japan and I want to expand China more and more. Very good. And which of the magnificent 7 stocks would you not fit with the pinch? Sure. I almost thought so. I have a topic. Very good. Which stock did you buy last? Was it Hemson H or HAB? Yes, I had 2 in Dettini F right now. You have Dettini WFXV Upwork. And Hims in HSE. I had been looking for a long time because I thought, where is something happening right now? So fundamentally. Upwork because this geek economy, I have a small job there, I'm a freelancer, is doing something there. Because we practically have a kind of new ecosystem in Upwork and Fiverr, similar to Uber. Yes, where people are brought together in services, that we have the classic platform economy. Exactly. Yes, knowledge transfer. That's one aspect. Comparing Fiverr and Upwork, my colleague said Upwork would be better and more professional. Hemson H was a crazy tip from the team, so I didn't find it myself. I thought, with the name, that must be a weird story. And it is a weird story. What I find exciting is the concept of offering gender-specific medical advice. So, if I go to my doctor today, I can trust her a lot. There are some
unpleasant topics too, yes. Yes, fortunately I don't. But there are some topics you definitely don't want to discuss with the opposite sex, and there are products for both sexes, and I'd say I take care of what's gender-specific. That would be, for example, in the product range of Hemson HS for men, topics like Viagra and, weight loss and, hormones, muscle building, topics like that, they can be found there, and I think the concept appeals to customers and should therefore do well. It's
now properly dressed again. Of course it's very volatile. There are also problems with Novo Nordisk and whether they are sued or not. Is that already over the line or can it still remain volatile? There could still be a lot of trouble there. I also suspect that there will be trouble there. On the other hand, I looked at the number of customers. So for me, the question is always, what is the main driver? In this case, the number of customers went from 1 million to 3 in about 3 years, which I think is a good jump. The second question is always the APR, i.e. how much does the customer spend on average? M is not going up. but if I go from 3 to 5 million with more European business, then I automatically have an expansion of the business. Now some viewers are probably asking themselves, as you just said, you also work in a team, how does Henrik Labor find such exciting stocks? And he discussed this with my colleague Marion KOPC at Bootcamp Bourse. Just the question, how do you find such stocks and where exactly do you look for them? That was discussed in more detail there. I'll link the video for you. I can recommend it. It's very worthwhile, Mr. Labor. Some very exciting stocks have recently sold off or reduced their holdings in general. You also wanted to reduce the US share, or have already reduced it. So we've cut back quite a bit, mainly in terms of volume, because I think what Trump is doing in America is harming the American economy first and foremost, and only then the rest of the world. So we simply reduced the weighting significantly, and I was very happy to increase our holdings in Japan this year. I was in Japan for a few days at a conference and I'm always fascinated by the quality of Japanese companies. They are more German than the Germans are. I'm in the process of expanding China a bit and want to do even more. In general, I believe that the counterbalance from Asia will remain in place in the long term compared to the US economic bloc. Let's go into that in more detail right away. Japan, China,
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Think is also of great interest to viewers. Me personally too. Yes, I was in Japan again in July. A truly fascinating country. Let's talk about the USA first. They didn't do much during the crash in April. They were very cautious. But now the prices have risen sharply. Do you regret not taking stronger action? Okay, the question was, should we dismantle the USA completely? Well, I mean, we've
already considered that. We've done that as a team. It's interesting to think about it. What's next? Well, we're right in the middle of a mess.
I also know how an American said, I don't feel liberated today on Liberation Day. And then there's the question of how this slap in the face will affect the global economy. And the task I set for the team was the following. Imagine a book is being written about this fateful year of 2025. You have to write the spine of the book, what happened? What do you write in retrospect?
From today in the future, looking back on the year, and it turned out that the upheavals will last longer, so they won't be over so quickly. Quote. And dramatic results emerged about how the global economy will continue. And then we simply said, reacting in a panic won't do any good at all. The stocks are the same. We were just scared right now, could be turned back tomorrow, and we basically didn't do anything at all, just sat through it. But I also got calls from industry colleagues who were a bit desperate. Should I sell everything now or what should I do?
Yes, I got those calls too. Now it would have been the right thing to really get into it in the short term. Of course, it's only been 5 months since then. A good 5 months anyway. Yes, but we're thinking about it, we're euro investors after all. At the same time, the dollar has practically given back everything that was gained by the stock. What exactly are you afraid of now? Well, you said at the time that we would probably already feel the effects in the second quarter. Now the question is, what is the stock market not seeing, or is it simply ignoring things that are already happening? Inflation is a danger. You have also prepared for it. What exactly are you afraid of? Yes, I fear America becoming impoverished. I said that earlier when we talked about the interest rate cuts, because there will be stages. I also need a lot of regulations that I thought would come into effect immediately, like the famous de minimis regulation, where these small Chinese packages are now individually taxed. Instead of everything under $800, everything is waived through $800. But there are people on the other side who order their food processor, razor, doghouse or whatever, and it suddenly becomes really expensive or is no longer delivered at all. Then I walk through Walmart in America in my mind and think, there's coffee. Okay, interesting. It should actually be 50% more expensive because the tariffs on Brazil are 50%. Then the person goes to the car dealer and says, yes, the cars are getting more expensive now because the steel in the engine block is being taxed at 50%. I see a gradual but clear impoverishment of the American citizen. The Americans are the ones paying the price. That's the funny thing, that many in America apparently haven't understood that yet. Trump sometimes sells it as a big profit, but it's the consumers who pay for it. Yes, you can get around it in parts. For example, the Chinese are relocating their shipping to Vietnam. Vietnam has lower tariffs. I know of other companies that can simply absorb large parts by relocating production. That's possible, but some of it simply remains. And it slowly finds its way into the supermarkets. When I was at Warren Buffett's annual general meeting, I asked about Swiss watches. There's a small jewelry store there. Have they already increased in price? No, we still have enough stock. So these stocks are now gradually being depleted and the price increases are gradually coming. And that means the broad middle class, who buy Chinese goods, will suffer from this. Orange juice will become more expensive and the like. That's one effect. Then we have the other Trump effects. I don't know, less access to health insurance.
So there will be pain everywhere. And I see a tendency for the American population and also the American economy, which is just as much involved in the problem, to become poorer. So,
why are the prices rising? Well, of course, we've lost a dollar now, but things are going really well and the US stock markets are also in demand. It's generally been a good year. Why do you think the stock market is misjudging this, or why are the prices rising so much? I think we're seeing a decoupling. According to our industry association, 98.5% of equity inflows went into ETFs this year. So, and we've also conducted surveys, and what do most people think of ETFs? A piece of paper that increases in value.
They don't even know that there's a real economy behind them, which has to work on its intrinsic value. And this is a generation that now confuses ETFs with a lottery ticket. On the one hand, and B, those who haven't experienced a real crash yet, they grow out of it. New people are coming along who didn't experience the lows in 2008 or the DOTC bubble in 2000, and this carefree fall after the crisis continues, and in my opinion, disappointments are bound to follow.
Will it end really badly then, or? Okay, that could take a while. I mean, this could take years. We don't see the complete madness yet, the irrational leap. Nobody knows that, but do you fear a sobering up then? I fear a clear sobering up sooner or later. When will it come? This year, the pain will start to take hold, and next year it will increase even further. That's on the stock and goods side. But we also have a bond side, i.e. with the fixed income securities. And that's where I'm really worried. Now, the Americans are the largest single economy in the world, if you don't consider the EU as a bloc. And the Americans have said a few times that we consume more than we use, which is financed by foreign countries, but we are a bit more relaxed about the debts we have with foreign countries. Now, Mar-a-Lago was the keyword, and we could also refinance, then the money won't get back so quickly. And you say that two or three times, and then the confidence of the outside world in the US dollar is gone, and then the dollar exchange rate says, which we have also observed all year. And in the UK we had this famous trust moment, where the Prime Minister had to go because the bond markets turned against her, and that could happen in the US, and I am very concerned about that, and then practically the entire global financial system will be left hanging, because if the dollar is no longer a symbol of trust, it will be problematic. You also said that Trump will lose. Now we have seen exactly that little game. It was played out on the stock exchange, so that we noticed, okay, the markets don't like what Trump is doing at all. They also put him in line in a way. Then came this narrative of the taco trade, or Trump always chickens out. Then we somehow got used to it. Yes, Trump talks a lot, then he backtracks again, but all in all it's not so bad. Now the question is, did he just do it cleverly? That also has a kind of numbing effect, because you just have to hear or experience things often enough. At first it was still a shock, but at some point it didn't matter at all. So, I'm also wondering how this can continue now. We also see bad examples of cronyism and corruption, like with Bitcoin and company, with crypto, or now with Intel. Trump then posts pictures of himself sitting behind the stock terminals. So, where is this leading? Is what we're seeing there even a real market anymore? Yes, it's definitely a market, and I would fully emphasize the issue of corruption. So what's happening there is classic corruption. Such private business dealings of a head of government alongside his job and with which he earns billions. It's not secret either. It's relatively. Yes, yes, yes. It used to be small. It was the hotel, the converted post office building next to the White House that he owned, where he then accommodated state guests. That would be grounds for losing office in Germany. In America, it's happening on a grand scale right now, uninhibitedly and without any moral concerns. But that's not the topic today. I would say, yes, that's the way it is. And it also plays a role in the stock market, or rather, one wonders, they've also lost trust in the USA. I noticed that last time. Yes, what many people underestimate is how important trust in the world is for financial decisions. If Hyundai builds a factory in the USA and spends $30 or $35 billion on it, they're not doing it because they expect something next year, but because they expect to be there for the next 10, 20, 30 years. And now someone comes along and says, oh, you're a builder. I'll put your 350 Korean employees in handcuffs and chains, and then I think, do I really want to do my business in that country? For me personally, it's like this. Will I cross the border when I fly to the US or will I be sent back? I said a few cheeky things about Trump. Has that been noticed anywhere? Am I on a list? These are all things that significantly reduce the willingness of foreign investors to invest in the US, and that will last for 5 to 10 years. And then people flee into other arms, into the arms of Jinping. When you see the summit in Shanghai recently, Modi and Putin and Jinping and the South and North Koreans, all peacefully marching around hand in hand, you think that these are new bonds of friendship. Trump has just destroyed the old ones, and that is shifting priorities and investment priorities in the world. It continues right away with the interview, guys, but first a very important warning, because you keep sending me messages like this, for example from Facebook promising some kind of return, some dubious WhatsApp groups, in doubt or I'm not completely sure. Please don't fall for such scams. I'm constantly falling victim to data misuse here, like many other creators. Here too, for example, we see an AI fake. I can be seen there, but the voice behind it says fraud is scam. Please don't fall for it. And the crucial question is, what's behind it? It could be so-called data traders, data brokers, who are playing a dirty game. What do? They collect and analyze everything they find about us on the internet. They then bundle it in so-called shadow profiles and either use them themselves or sell them. In the best case, this can simply be annoying and very irritating. In the worst case, however, your identity could even be stolen. It could really end in disaster. But you can massively reduce your risk of fraud, harassment, and identity theft. There is a simple solution, and that is called Incogni, the partner of today's video. Incogni is an ingenious service. It takes all the work off your hands if you want to have your data deleted. Of course, this can be done at any time. How does it work? Incogni writes to hundreds of data brokers on your behalf and requests the deletion of your data. And in the dashboard, you can then track how many requests have already been sent and what the current status is. But there's more to Incogni. There's the new custom removal feature. What does that mean in concrete terms? You can send Incogni links to sites that have published your data without permission, and a dedicated privacy expert will then look into it and request the deletion. It's super easy and can be done in 3 steps. First, you provide the link to where your data is published. Incogni checks the site and starts the deletion process, and then you'll receive confirmation as soon as your data has been removed. That Incogni actually works was recently independently verified by Dello. So take back your privacy and control over it now. At this link here and with the code MarioLockin, you will receive an exclusive discount of 60% on an annual plan at Incogni. You can of course also find the link below in the video description or in the show notes. Let's move on to Asia in a moment. One more question first. You already described the tariffs. So far, many people agree that the companies have swallowed them themselves, or whatever. Many are worried that this will be passed on. Walmart and company, the CEO, who also said that prices are actually rising weekly and that they may have to pass this on slowly or that there will still be remaining stocks, whatever. When will the pain come, or will it be a surprise that people will finally notice that inflation is finally affecting the consumer? Yes, I measure the price situation with my AI agents about every 2 weeks. For example, I simply ask the 20 most popular items at Walmart, please compare the prices with those at Home Depot or Costco and Aldi USA, for example. And then the system compiles the prices for me and tells me that the supermarket has been about 8% more expensive since year on year.
Yes, year on year, practically compared to the same year.
It was recently 10%. 2 months ago, it was significantly lower, and you can really see how this is slowly starting to take hold and some things are just not getting rid of. For example, with coffee beans, where do I want to compensate for that if they become 50% more expensive? That's why I think we will see significant inflation by the end of the year. Interestingly, prices in the US are also falling massively in some places. Why?
Because the Chinese are no longer buying. The US is one of the world's largest agricultural exporters, for example, aircraft and electronics and agricultural soybeans and things like that, and the Chinese are simply not buying. They are not making any announcements, they are simply not buying. And the pharmaceuticals in the Midwest are just now realizing that the costs, i.e. the market price, have fallen by 50% and that half of the pharmaceutical industry is financially underwater. Then they no longer have the workers, the agricultural workers, and then Trump comes along and says yesterday, for example, well, there were many workers who are also hardworking and have been here for a long time and maybe not all the permits are there, but he would actually like them back. But they won't be back that quickly.
So, there are a lot of things going on there. The question is, when will we really feel it or when will the stock market react to it? That's another question. So the Americans will feel it by the fourth quarter and definitely from next year, when some, let's say, anniversary-related changes come in, health insurance or something like that, that they can no longer afford it and such issues will arise. The stock market is relatively unbiased, it doesn't really care at the moment. I only feel it through the exchange rate, which is getting weaker and weaker. That will continue. It will take a while until a small crash occurs and people say that it's the emperor's new clothes. Not much will happen economically at all, but I don't know when. Is it still a template for gold and Bitcoin? Definitely. Yes, again, if I no longer have confidence in the US dollar, this paper money that simply has to be printed, simply to pay for consumption, and I look over the years and see how much has become paper money, how much volume, how much more gold have I received in recent years, something that has been dug out of the ground, and then how many new bitcoins have been added. Then Bitcoin is the scarcest economic asset I can imagine. And scarcity has a price, especially if it is useful as a means of storage. And that's why I think that Bitcoin just rose again last day to around 100,000 euros per Bitcoin. I don't see why it should rise to 300,000 or 200,000 times. So related to the dimensions in the significance of gold, the significance of gold. What do you see up front? Or do you think that goes hand in hand? Or do you even believe that Bitcoin could perhaps even overtake gold? Or is that also true for you? Gold is much more familiar to most people. It also has a longer history. So Bitcoin is still unfamiliar to most people. So gold will be the easier topic for a long time. Although it's fun with gold mining stocks, which earn money even when the price goes down, because they simply make a margin from their activities. Gold mining stocks, which are a living product with dividends, are better than the dead metal gold. China, they've been wanting to build up there for a long time, and have probably already done so. Where exactly are you building up there? Trivial things. Last year, when I was in Shanghai, there was a consumer panel and the Chinese consumers, who are also not doing well at the moment, said, they were very hesitant. Yes, I don't have to definitely have a mealy kitchen. We have good domestic products that are also good. And I can clearly see this trend towards domestic consumption coming. And what I have done in, for example, Midea, they make household appliances, i.e. white goods. And also robotics. KUKA is also part of Midea, right? What I recently bought was Busy Deng Down jackets from 7,000 stores in China. I have quite a few of them myself. I would like to buy Nora. It is a typing manufacturer, but you can't buy it from the West. You have to have it repackaged. So I really like everyday things because I can see the behavior of Chinese consumers there. And I would also like to have high-tech products. King Software, for example, they make data centers in China. That is also a topic that is of course also coming up in China. But do you actually have more trust in China now than in the USA? Well, that is also a very hot topic. We have certainly seen that in recent years. Yes, okay, but the Chinese have learned that. I think it's very unlikely that they'll arrest Jack Ma again. They've noticed how many people have been yelling about it, so I think nothing will happen at that point. What I see as a positive factor is the technological advance, which we haven't really noticed here yet. I've spoken to colleagues a few times now about the chip industry, and one of them said, "We always thought the Chinese would be able to copy everything we do, but not computer chips. And now they're doing that too." And there's an Australian study on the strategic business areas of technology. China was, I think, 90% or 95% of the world's leaders, ahead of the US.
And interesting companies will emerge from this technology activity. That's my expectation.
When did you have your last real impact? Was it in China? Was it in Japan again, where you said, "Wow, I didn't even know that existed, or I have to have that stock"? No, the images just solidified. Wow, but that moment of negative impact, when I saw Trump and Zelensky on the yellow armchairs. And that was the point where I thought, but Trump is saying goodbye to the friendship of the rest of the world and sending them all somewhere. For me, that's the point of reducing the US and building up Japan, among other things. Is that Japan above China for you, or also in terms of weighting? It's also a bit easier for me to analyze. Japanese companies are simply taking a more active part in the world market. I'm very technology-oriented, and what fascinates me about Japan is this incredible precision and reliability, the kind of things that Germany used to have when the trains still ran on time. That was still time.
That was or could be. I don't know.
Okay, I'm
still too young for that.
I can't remember the train still running on time, but at least it is. Yes, yes, it used to be, everyone was talking about the weather, we weren't, it was advertising. When they went to the company, I used to operate a surgical robot at the company Sysmex. They built a replica of the Da Vinci robot from Intuitive Surgical. And then put on these glasses, grab it with their hands and try to operate on it and look at it. Everything is so spotless, always perfect in Japan. What you can see there is that I have an extremely high level of confidence that it has a good global market. It's not so sexy because it's often under the hood, but it's needed everywhere, and that's my plea for Japan. Now look, in Japan, there are two exciting things. On the one hand, there has been a lot of improvement in recent years. I think many people haven't even noticed that. In terms of corporate governance and CEO, a lot has really been done. That's why I think it has become even more attractive. Valuations are still very attractive in some cases, even though things have been going well. But then we have the problem of the weak currency, which is good for exporters, of course, but which has also caused some headlines and perhaps unsettled some people a bit. And now the central bank wants to reduce ETF holdings. So is there perhaps a nasty surprise, or perhaps a certain cooling off? Well, on the positive side, governance is improving, so issues like share buybacks, spin-offs and such are coming, which in the past have always been met with blank faces when the topic was brought up in Japan. What is problematic in Japan, of course, is the whole debt side. People used to make such snappy remarks about it. It doesn't matter, because yes, domestic debt is high and nothing can happen there. But a lot can happen. We have other yields rising there too. So that's the yields and inflation. There hasn't been inflation for decades. The companies will hold up well. In the 90s, there was this huge Japan bubble, which has since subsided. And the nice thing is, you can see Japanese companies that have no debt. Yes, that means they can't be knocked down that quickly. And that gives me confidence that in a more complicated bond or currency environment, Japanese companies definitely have their place. So I'm still bullish on Japan. What weightings can we talk about there? So, about 10% already. Yes, good, that's already decent. And do you want to reduce the US even further, or is that it for now? I've bought a few more US stocks now, but 50% is actually a good upper limit for me. We have to sell off Palanche and then the M. But that's still relatively much for the fact that they are really, really critical of Trump and... Yeah, I don't think that. Or will affect the big companies in the end. In the end, the Japanese will continue to eat chocolate and McDonald's. Well, they won't go under, they'll just be more handicapped. More handicapped. Let's see. Now, when I think of handicap, I unfortunately have to think of the German economy, but that's a pretty good transition. You said German medium-sized businesses have the problem that you often can't buy them at all. But what exactly are you targeting? Why is it underrated?
Specifically, a stock that I think is great, which costs nothing, Krones. Everyone knows them, actually. They make the apple filling machines for beverages. And they've now closed the last gap by now also being able to make these PET bottles. So, they can actually
fill anything. And I always thought, well, that's a cyclical stock, right? If things go well, they will, the machines are ordered. If things go badly, none are ordered. Well, that's not true at all. The sales development is very even on three continents, and that with the price earnings ratio. Where is it at 15-13 somewhere?
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
We're in the point where I think I get great growth without almost no valuation. Great company in any case.
Oh, great. Yes.
I think I've said that before in St. Louis. I was in the what? I think Budweiser or Bowery, and I also saw Krones there. The apple plantation. You're a bit proud of that. Yes. 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 And other companies that are really good. Rational, of course. Everyone knows these kitchens and, they're
too expensive. But then there are companies where you wouldn't expect it at all, like Optic or Extron.
When we talk about these power chips for self-driving cars, for example, they're often gallium GaN. Gallium nitride, I think, right? Is gallium? I'm not sure. GaN is the abbreviation, and they have to be coated, and the machines for the coating comes from Extron, also Extron from Aachen. And they are, well, as soon as more power electronics come along, they are automatically included in the same cycle, and nobody wants to tackle them at the moment. We see that we have so much substance, so many great companies, but the economy in general is still really bad in Germany. There is no survey impact. What grade would you give the Black-Red Coalition so far? So far, more like a 4, although I was in Berlin yesterday, heard some news there, some political news, they call it the Autumn of Reforms, and they are really working on it. They are really working on spending infrastructure well, reorganizing the social system, i.e. the subsidies, social assistance, citizens' income, and both parties are willing to do that, because it is quite simple now after the North Rhine-Westphalia election. If I as the SPD want to survive at all, I have to tackle the reforms now. If I don't do that, I know that the AfD will be the mayor tomorrow. Yes. Things are starting to get tight for the SPD. One wonders, the government is already less popular than the Traffic Light Coalition, even though they haven't done that much wrong yet. But I think they haven't done enough to impress people now. But then you don't really have anything to lose, do you? So if we were to tackle these reforms now, then maybe they'd happen very quickly, right? The mood would change then. Yes, these things are not without their problems, topics that we discussed yesterday, if I just put them into my area. One is the famous active pension. Active pension means that as a pensioner I get 2,000 euros tax-free before the tax starts to take effect. I think that's a great idea, don't you? Instead of simply raising the retirement age in the future, I'm doing it on a voluntary basis, and there are so many productive people who are retired and can still achieve something. Trivial. The topic, the retirement savings account, which is a really close-knit issue, was presented in the Bundestag last year with a fairly mature, almost decision-ready draft, which I believe was blocked by the FDP for internal party reasons, interestingly enough. So, that will probably come back to the table in the issue of child pension or no child pension, but child savings account or youth savings account probably remained pretty much unchanged. Encouraging people, children, and young people to invest and to encourage them to learn how to manage money also seems to be an issue that will come up. So, I have some very good starting points in a few areas. On the issue of social welfare, i.e. the whole citizens' income issue, I have heard that 11 ministries are involved in this, focusing on the needs of adults, the needs of children, and housing. These three areas should be combined administratively, duplication should be eliminated, and incentives should be continued to make it worthwhile to return to work. Serious work is also being done on this. That gives me good hope. Let's hope that there are a number of things coming up that will make it an autumn of reforms and decisions. You mentioned infrastructure earlier, and of course we have a lot of demand in Germany. You mentioned Prisma, or have you had it for a while? Do you still have it?
Yes, I still have it. It was really good.
Now that's a really exciting aspect. In general, in terms of infrastructure, we know in Europe the ECB once calculated it, or Draghi, I think it was what an incredible demand we have. But when it comes to AI, it's also interesting when you think about all the computing power, everything that's needed, the cables and all the little things. Is that also a topic that you find exciting, the Prismians and company, who are of course fully involved in such trends? With AI, so to speak, if you go to the second or third level, away from Nvidia, Palantir's and co.
Yes, although these are often transformers, like Nexen, for example, like all the AbSchneiders, which we only have the next we have in our portfolio. Brumman is laying the long haul line, so they are not directly involved, but equipping the Rex there. Yes, these are major topics, which are currently experiencing a huge sense of optimism. Interestingly, a few days ago I spoke to a technology expert who said that the new data center we have in Jülich, the Jupiter data center, the fourth largest data center in the world and among the state data centers, is not optimal for AI development. It is, so to speak, a compromise.
Okay, European control, which is good for 1,000 small applications, but not for super large training models. And he urgently suggested that we simply build a data center in Germany that is only for AI. But it does not have enough power, or why is that? It has a lot of power, but it is so heterogeneous, so to speak, that you cannot run a large model on the whole thing, and you could also invest another 100 to 200 million in it. How do you see Europe at the moment? ASML, for example, has recovered well now. Novo Nordisk recently got a real beating. It's now also experiencing a recovery. LVMH is still struggling. So are these big players on the road to recovery now? What do you think? Does it look better again? Well, we bought more shares in all three. Novo Nordisk, as I said, has 13% growth at a PE ratio of 13. You can't say no to that. The market is still not satisfied, so there is more demand and supply. That speaks very strongly for Novo Nordisk. Nestle has serious management problems at the moment, but at the same time a new top manager, who has already achieved a lot at Sera. He has to clean up. There was no real growth for a long time, but the valuation has also become really cheap. And we also looked at LVMH. They've had crises several times, which lasted about 2 years and then things picked up again at a rapid pace. We increased our stake in all three. And ASML, they has also recovered well now. They also have them, or rather, not in my portfolio directly, but at my colleagues. Okay. So Europe in general, the beginning of the year was fantastic. You could see that. This rally out of the US, do you think it will come back again, or... Well, what happened at the beginning of the year was probably that Americans sat at their desks and said, we have to invest X percent in Europe and then I'll just put it somewhere and then suddenly there's a surge in Europe. That's not very long-term what you're experiencing there. I always see it with the BioNTech stock. They recently had good news with the drug BNT323. The price goes up, then goes down, then it goes down again. Yes, Europe has no permanent, no sustainable demand for stocks. So there's still a lot to be done, but the economic stimulus packages, including the infrastructure package, would have to come soon. The defense package would also have to really flow into the market soon in terms of money, but that won't happen until next year. Just briefly, still on the topic of AI, many people are talking about a mega bubble, others are saying that it will change the world drastically. One thing is for sure, a lot of money is definitely flowing in, especially what the hyperscalers are putting in there. The sums involved, it's impossible to grasp everything. Do you think it's still underestimated or is a mega monster bubble really building up? Yes, these are two levels, but the AI itself is being heavily accused of having data centers that are perhaps too big. Sure, I understand that data centers need to be built, but as Deeps has shown, there are more elegant ways to do it. And what I've observed with AI models is that they have difficulty learning. Very, very cumbersome. 100 examples of cats before they've figured it out. A child learned it by touching it twice. A child touches a hot stove once. The AI needs 100 examples. So very inefficient. I think improvements can be made there. AI as and then there's the question. I'm building a data center, the tips are all brand new. The next generation of tips will be here next year. Is it all worth writing off now or not? So we're also seeing a bit of a bubble effect there. At the same time, however, the benefits of AI are increasing exponentially. Let's say, Years ago it was the intelligence of a hamster, then that of an elementary school student. Right now, we're at the level of a doctoral student. Fast forward a year or two and then I'll have professor level and then even higher levels. So in terms of intelligence, in terms of perceived intelligence, it's increasing. Applications in the area of self-driving cars, agent systems, robots aren't there yet. They'll come in the next year or two and then it'll continue to grow. So aren't you dizzy about stocks like Palantir and Nvidia yet? Or is it massively expensive for you? Or is it simply justified by its growth? Nvidia isn't too expensive for me. I think there's still room for improvement. We are practically dismantling Palantir month after month. Because I think there is a lot of hope in it now. Okay, so then you could say it is actually too expensive. Too expensive to get started. Yes, okay, but to hold on to it, they are dismantling it, but they are still holding on. Exactly. I have to go back to a weight of 4-5%. When it reaches 6, I will cut some of the top again. I know that they are also invested in hydrogen, they are interested in it. Since it is also a kind of religion, partly a science, some demonize it, others see great opportunities there. There are always a lot of questions. Do you still believe that hydrogen is a viable option? Yes, but not to the extent that was expected. That is because, for example, the current discussion is about this power line from Morocco to Great Britain, 45,000 kilometers. I think it will cost 14 billion, I have seen. So, that will be examined. The alternative would be to produce hydrogen in Morocco. To use hydrogen as to transport ammonia and then convert it back into energy. There is now a focus on how to transport electricity, and once it works out on the cost side, it will probably dominate. Nevertheless, I need hydrogen, for example, for green steel. If I no longer produce steel in the traditional way from rusty iron, but from green iron, I need hydrogen. I also need hydrogen as a replacement for fossil fuels in the chemical industry. There is room for that. But it is moving slower than expected. And we have Almauer and Bloom Energy as stocks in that area. There is only one question left. Tesla. Now, I know that you are not a Tesla fan, but you also do not see any progress with Robotaxi and the like. So Tesla is out of the question for you. No, I mean, it is a governance issue. I mean, if Musk gets a bonus package of up to $1 trillion approved, that is the value of the entire company. I don't have to co-finance the bonus package. I think that is the best. Immoral, what's going on with the bonus discussions? And I see Tesla as being offended in two areas. The Chinese can also build good electric cars now, like you, that makes it very strong. Yes.
Tesla's uniqueness is gone, definitely gone.
Secondly, in my opinion, the self-driving technology is simply set up wrong. By Tesla now. Tesla is relatively stubborn and dogmatic, saying that optical recognition is enough. The person sees, the car sees, that should be enough. And I have more trust in systems like WOW, which unfortunately includes a rotating radar, ultrasound and infrared and such sensors that process the data on various perception levels, and in my opinion that's what's needed to really provide safety. Then I think the test approach is wrong. One last question before I come to the conclusion. CIOS, is there anything new? There are always questions or old cabios. I love the stock. Furthermore, this year there will be some discussions with the management and the supervisory board and the founder. To put it briefly, they are building, yes, this factory in Longlaville. It will take a little while longer, because the financing has not been secured, and I can really understand that from Karibo's perspective. I have a financier from Thailand who says, I'll finance this for you and then you can deliver and supply me. And what I've heard is that there has been renegotiation. And when I deal with a business partner like that, I simply say, okay, I've had enough. And he says, I don't want any more money from you. You're just ripping me off. That would be my perception. No facts, just a perception. And then the search for a new investor, that simply took a while. The customers are still with the company. Even one from the Zico cooperation, and that looks good. Another one from the tire industry joined. Technologically, the product is absolutely okay. I think it's just a question of time and perseverance until it's up and running again. Very good, Mr. Lieber. That was great fun. Today we come to the conclusion. You believe that there will be a sobering up at some point. Nevertheless, there will be a year-end rally beforehand. What advice would you give investors now? How do you assess this now? How much cash should you hold without? Leaving too much on the table? I don't know about the cash question, but when it comes to stocks, I only look for stocks that are not politically driven, where I simply think, here's an application that humanity needs, that we'll need more of next year. A Trump can do that, not be deprived of power. And then a storm will come over it and the need will remain and the company will remain. If you rely on individual selection, I believe that is the best way to navigate through what are likely to be stormy times. Mr. Labor, thank you very much. You are
welcome.
And it is very nice that we were able to meet here in person. That was a really great opportunity. Yes, a great opportunity, a pleasure. Guys, I hope for you too. Hopefully we will get a thumbs up. I am very much looking forward to your feedback. Feel free to write in the comments, and if you don't want to miss such great guests and interviews, if you like them, then you can do me a huge favor and subscribe to my channel. Thank you very much. Great.
Then thank you for watching. See you later. Until next time. Ciao.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.